Hey, good afternoon. I hope everybody's well. Welcome to another episode of the Stefan Butcher podcast. I hope everyone is doing well with all their New Year's goals and resolutions and trying to push, you know, and push forward and maximize every day as well. One of the topics I'd like to talk about today specifically is moving away from a goals mindset to a habit mindset. And if you listen to previous podcasts or know me in general, etc., you know very well that I'm very much focusing on goals quite a lot. There are bigger goals, macro goals, like on an annual basis or quarterly basis, as well as micro goals. So there's lots of goals all over the place, you know, and smaller goals helping bigger goals to kind of like, you know, work out, etc. But I still realize this, just going by goals, just following goals in itself, it's not enough. And even setting smaller goals in between is not always the best method. So I realized that instead of saying like, right, I need to earn that, or I need to have X amount of clients, or I need to run every other day, or I need to go to the gym twice a week, or I need to sign up to those events, you know, every other month, etc. Well, whatever your goal activity may be, I think it's better to put yourself in an environment that allows you to achieve those goals in the long run. So I'll give you a couple of examples here. For example, what I'm trying to do now is to find better habits, healthier habits around work. So for example, I want to be more responsive on my emails, which I feel I am kind of, but sometimes I believe I'm not going to look at emails, or I know I'm being chased and I know there's another email following up the previous emails. I'm not going to open up that email, because the longer I leave it, you know, the bigger the expectation. Sometimes it's almost like get in the habit of almost responding immediately, saying yes, it's acknowledged, yes, it makes sense, I get back to you in the next couple of hours, and suddenly everybody knows where you're at, and you have, you know, you just got to bought yourself some more time to fulfill the task. It's just tiny things like this, trying to come in a habit that is a lot more productive. And when I realize, you know, I'm starting to procrastinate on some level, I said, like, literally, like, no, Stefan, you've got to pull yourself away and you know, go back to your extra tasks, etc. But there are other things around habits and other areas, not just work itself. You know, you can, in your physical strengths, in your mental strengths, nutrition-wise, relationship-wise, you know, in all those areas, I'm trying to find new habits that allow me to make any of those elements bigger and better and stronger, etc. And so I read up on a couple of things recently, and it's sort of, you can sort of break it down into the three R's, or the three elements, in order to really not just say, oh, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, etc., to really follow through those habits, and for those habits to become sustainable. There's one, it's a reminder, like a trigger that allows you to be reminded at that thing what you need to do, right, on a daily basis, i.e. put yourself sticky notes everywhere, you know, change your mobile phone screen, you know, the background screen, you know, list your habits or your goals or things you want to achieve, put them on the fridge, print them out, write them down, all these sort of things. So the more often you get reminded on those habits and goals, you know, the more your behaviors trigger to head that way. And these things don't happen immediately, you just need to really work on, like everything, you work and work, you have to work on your body if you want to have a fit body, you need to work on your relationships and your marriage with your children, if that all is supposed to do well, etc. That's all is hell of a lot of work, and it requires a lot of habits and goal setting and constant work. So the more you're reminded on all these things, the better they will end up coming out. Following you seeing all those triggers at all times is to come up with some form of routine. And one of the things I'm trying to do now, I set myself this ridiculous goal. I need to go to the gym on a daily basis on the 1st of January. Well, we are now on what day is it today? Today's the 11th. I failed miserably. And because one of the biggest reasons was because I haven't put myself in an environment that allows me to go to the gym every day. So even putting myself out there and setting this goal, I need to be in the gym on a daily basis. It's just not enough, right? Because I need to create that environment around me to do that. So a better way for me of saying that is, okay, be active every day rather than going to the gym every day. Ultimately, I'm heading towards the same goal of just being physically fit. Same with work, right? You have to find that analogy, you know, in your area of business and work and, you know, circumstances as well. So for example, I just downloaded the 7-minute workout app. So I can now do a couple of workouts, I don't know, some point early hours in the morning before the family wakes up, and can at least have one workout done before they all wake up. The gym wouldn't have been open at this time, which was always my excuse. I don't know why it only dawned on me recently, you know, and those little mini apps, they're coaching you along the way, etc. So suddenly I'm giving myself this environment to create a habit of to be fitter and stronger, and then maybe when I do get going, I can then set a solid goal and say, okay, now Steph, I move up and go to the gym every day. But right now it's just not possible. I'm not like that set up, and it's these things. It's almost like the step before the goal, right? You need to find that habit that allows you to fulfill your goal. And lastly, moving from reminder where you're being triggered to the routine, that's something you do on a regular basis that then hopefully sticks around, to kind of set yourself and reward at some point. So that you're benefiting from your behavior. So I'm going with the physical example and the gym example. You know, you come up with that habit and you fulfill that habit, you will naturally be stronger and better and fitter and all these sort of things. Same with my line of work. The more often I follow up emails and liaise with my clients, in the long run, the stronger the relationship will be. And maybe because of that, I get additional referral work or increase my work within that same client, etc. So essentially, rather than me saying, okay, I need X amount of clients or X amount of money, etc., that's sort of too random and that's not really tangible. But if I break it down into habits in the sense, right, I need to be more responsive in email, I need to see them more frequently, I need to speak to them more often, we need to have a new reporting, well, whatever that may be, right? It's just trying to fill the gaps, adding value and trying to fulfill those habits and therefore, you know, leading up to like a bigger goal of some kind. But I think most importantly, before you even start about the whole habit thing and the goal setting thing, very, very first thing, and again, this is something I've only more or less recently learned, is like, you have to ask yourself in the very first place, why? Why do you want to embark on that habit kind of routine? Why do you want that habit to turn into that goal, etc.? Because at the end of the day, again, time is our most precious asset, and you only have so much time, and everybody else has got the same amount of time, and yet some people are way ahead, and they will always be way ahead because it's how they utilize the time. And therefore, you almost have to ask yourself why, and you need to work out there for yourself. So in my case, my why is, and I mentioned that before quite a few times, quite frankly, family, to give them a good life, to look after them, to be financially strong, location independent, to do things with my family, not almost as and when I can, because that's not always possible given school, these sort of things. But what I mean, just in generally, just to give, to provide, etc. Goal number two would be like, in the wider sense, help other people along the way. I'm not entirely sure what that means right now, but that could be whether I teach them what I know about business or specifically online marketing, or maybe help them set up certain things within online marketing. I don't know. And I've had many conversations in the past where I generally just were working for free, helping startups or friends of friends, giving them pointers, giving them directions, helping them to get off the ground. And to be honest, the feedback of any of those sessions is amazing. They're like, oh, wow, this is amazing, this is good, oh, we want more of this, or thank you so much for your help. And it allowed them to get their business off the ground and make them money for themselves and for their families, right? And that's kind of like, that probably is the biggest reward. So there's obviously my inner circle, my family first, followed by the wider circle, the wider family, helping people, friends of friends, teaching, etc. That, I guess, is my why. And now I can reverse engineer and like, okay, if that is my why, this has to be the goal. And if this is the goal, this has to be the habit that leads me to the goal. And therefore, the goal itself can't be, and this is a sort of final thing, sort of how I want to wrap this up, a goal can't necessarily be a certain date. And I guess that's why I kept missing a lot of goals last year. Not that this is necessarily a bad thing, just because you put a date there, it doesn't mean you're achieving that goal, you know? That's the wrong way of thinking. That's why, instead of being constantly like, oh, I missed the goal and I haven't achieved it, or I'm so close, if I had another 2 months or another month, then I would have achieved it, etc. You know, and that becomes like demotivating. So rather than to give yourself a date, create a habit that's sustainable, where you're being reminded on a frequent basis, leading up to a reward, which then will, in the long run, lead to that goal. And that goal is movable, to be honest, within reasons, right? You don't want to say, okay, I need to achieve this by the end of the year, and then you get to the end of the year and you're way off, and only because you said you can move that date, okay, let's make it next year. You've got to be a little bit reasonable, but don't, you know, hold yourself to a specific date. Within reasons that it's movable, but I think it's more important to create a sustainable habit that then fulfills probably even more goals in the long run. So yeah, so I hope that all made sense. I would love to hear from you, you know, your thoughts, your feedback on this one. And yeah, so moving away from just setting myself goals, I want to max out every single day, be very intentional and try to produce good habits in all areas. So work related, privately related, you know, and gradually building myself up to be, to achieve bigger and stronger goals. And yeah, I hope that makes sense. And last thought of today, I recorded a really awesome podcast yesterday with Matt Davis, a brand strategist, and we talked a lot about mindset and why he set up his business and how it was leading him to where he is today. And it's great, there's so much energy in there. And Matt, if you hear this podcast right now, huge thanks again. It's been a lovely time chatting to you yesterday. And yeah, so that podcast will come out next week, and there's a lot of things you guys can learn from it, and then hopefully you implement it to your businesses too. So on that note, I wish everybody have a lovely weekend. I need to do a few more jobs here and there, and speak to you guys next week. Bye bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.